As a child of the 1960s, I was familiar with men like Martin Luther King Jr., Thurgood Marshall, John Lewis, and others. But besides Rosa Parks, women of the civil rights movement were largely overlooked and still are to this day. Yet women contributed both on the front lines and behind the scenes. Women like Coretta Scott King, Dorothy Height, Diane Nash, Ella Baker, Fannie Lou Hamer, and Mary Hamilton. Mary Hamilton took a hiatus from teaching in New York to go south and join the Freedom Rides and lunch counter sit-ins. Known for her fiery spirit, Hamilton became the first woman regional director for the Congress of Racial Equality. She did not tolerate second-class treatment. In an Alabama courtroom, she refused to answer when the prosecutor addressed her by her first name, insisting on being called Miss Hamilton. She demanded the same respect afforded to whites. Arrested, jailed, and fined, Hamilton stood her ground. With help from the NAACP, she took her lawsuit all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and she won. Because of the Miss Mary case, everyone, regardless of skin color, is addressed by an honorific title in court. Call Me Miss Hamilton shows the power of one determined woman to effect change. I am pleased to have collaborated on this title with my son, illustrator Jeffrey Weatherford. We hope that this book will instill in young readers that everyone deserves respect.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.